This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The price of oil has dropped more than $10 per barrel over the past month, with the fortune tellers of fossil fuel finances now saying this is the new normal.
Fortunately for Louisiana, we took the most conservative oil pricing as we built the forecast for FY15, FY16, and 17.
Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols notes that Louisiana's revenue stream is no longer as heavily dependent on oil as it once was.
Oil prices may go down, but where income tax collections, sales tax collections, corporate income tax collections come in higher, we're able to make all of those adjustments.
The state is monitoring the oil price slide, but no one is yet ready to say the annual budget, which started a month ago, needs significant alteration.
You have to remember, it's an average over the year. So when you look at the markets and you look at the oil prices that we have in the forecast, we're very, very safe in terms of our overall projections.
Nichols' calm is not simply stoicism or the presentation of a unified front with the Jindal administration. She has a valid and logical reason for trusting that Louisiana's budget remains sound.
Something that the state of Louisiana does very well, and other states don't operate like that, is we have revenue estimating conference. We have a very fluid revenue estimating process, and at the time they make adjustments, they make real-time adjustments.
Other states review their revenue projections once or twice a year. Louisiana's REC meets at least 5 times annually. And
we can call revenue estimating conference anytime we want.
Though not scheduled to meet again till autumn, the REC may convene sooner should oil prices remain at the current level. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.